Daily Rest, Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Old Testament Men of God. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets." 1 Kings 18, verse 22, from the NIV. Elijah, outnumbered. It's no fun being outnumbered. Ask Davy Crockett and the 182 men what it felt like to be inside the Alamo, surrounded by 1,500 Mexican soldiers. Ask the child on the playground who finds himself up against a gang of bullies. Or ask today's man of God, Elijah. On Mount Carmel, Elijah stands alone against 450 prophets of Baal. Furthermore, he is surrounded by thousands of fence-sitting Israelites, too afraid to stand with him. Heavily outnumbered, we can't help but wonder how he felt. As we see Elijah with our mind's eye, he looks anything but afraid. In fact, he seems totally in control of the situation. Elijah is the one who sets the rules for the ensuing contest of fire between Baal and the Lord. He is the one who openly mocks Baal and his prophets. It is Elijah who confidently has the Lord's altar and sacrifice drenched with water. It's almost as if our man of God knows something that no one else on Mount Carmel knows. Indeed, he does. Elijah knows that God and he make a majority. He knows the believer in the Savior God is never truly outnumbered. Just look at the results of the contest. Nothing happened to Baal's altar, while the Lord's altar is completely consumed by fire, water, rocks, soil, and all. You may be the only Christian in an office of godless talk. You may be the only person in a college class who believes in the six-day creation. Even your own family may look down at you because you belong to a church that refuses to compromise any part of God's word. Take heart. We know what Elijah knows. The Lord plus one makes a majority. Let us, therefore, step forward and confidently stand with Elijah. Let us stand up for the God who sent his Son into this dark world that sinners like us might have life without end. Lord Jesus, with you by our side, we are never outnumbered. Thank you for being our great God and Savior. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.